Jesus is the firstborn of the family of God. He is what the scripture calls the prototokos. He will inherit everything. The universe, all the heavens, and the earth are his for an inheritance from God. The Bible says that we also are the children of God if we have received the Spirit of Christ. We are children by adoption. There's an awesome thought in all of this, and that is this, that we are co-heirs with Christ. Listen to what it says in Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Daddy, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. You see, when we receive the Spirit of Christ and we are born again, not born in the regular way that we were first born, not born because two parents decided it's time to have children and they decided to have a child. It was not because somebody, somewhere, some person said, you are now the child of God, as though a human being could pronounce that. But it is God who proclaims through his scriptures, through his Christ, through his apostles, that we are the actual children of God and heirs to all things. Jesus has made us co-heirs with him. He's sharing it all, and we will live with him forever as inheritors of all things in heaven and in earth. I want to tell you that is a thought that will carry you through the day as a child of the living God, adopted into his family, holy and blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the inheritance that I will receive with Jesus. And not only me, but all those who believe in Jesus, who have received his Spirit. And we will share it together forever in eternity with you. Oh, what a thought, Lord. I can hardly take it in. I can hardly get my arms around it. I'm not worthy, but your grace and your mercy and the blood of Jesus and his broken body have purchased that for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. Amen.